All right, it is 6 o'clock p.m., so I'd like to call to order the April 17th, 2023 meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Claremont County Public Library. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Dawes?
Here.
Mr. Cardinal?
Here.
Ms. Wade?
Here.
Ms. Kosika?
Here.
Mr. Humphrey?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, everyone rise while we say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. First item on the agenda is approval of the March 20th, 2023 minutes as mailed. Do I have a motion?
There is a correction to the minutes.
Okay.
I'll point that out. It was under the second page, Personnel Committee Executive Session, the first line, to enter into executive session, scratch Personnel Committee. So we will get that revised.
I make a motion we approve with that revision. I'll make a motion we approve with that revision.
Thank you, Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Let Tony get it.
Thanks.
Mr. Cardinal seconds. Yeah, he's been out of practice, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Next up, public participation. Looks like we have no public participation tonight. Next up's the fiscal officer's report.
Hi, we have the March 2023 financial report with the bank reconciliation, followed by the check register. And then we have the end of month balancing report. There is a discrepancy on that at the top under the revenue, $29.27, which is a batch that I had opened. I've since corrected that. And down under the expenses, there are $359.76 reductions difference. I believe that is either a check or a deposit that is outstanding, and I've marked it that it wasn't. I will find that and let you all know tomorrow as soon as I figure that out. We also have the supplemental check register, and then we'll have new business with the resolution. Are there any questions? Oh, I'm sorry, the PLF. Yes, the PLF on the April figures there are noted. Did I get it? Okay.
All right, any questions on the financial reports? May I have a motion to approve the March 2023 financial reports as submitted there?
So moved.
Mr. Cardinal moves. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Okay, Ms. Waite seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Next item is the March 2023 bills paid. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Waite moves. Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes. And then the March 2023 bill paid to Anthem only. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Kosika moves. Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And just for the record, I abstain. Okay, next item on the agenda, our director's report.
Just a couple changes. Dolly Parton Imagination Library, we're up to 52.2% enrollment of the eligible children in Claremont County. That's 7,069 kids. I'll talk a little bit about our Branches Come to the Board as a new name. If those of you have been on the board for a while, which I think would be Tony and Judy, number of years ago, the branch managers and the department heads came and gave a presentation about their branch or department, talking about the wonderful things that they do and what they do for the library. We're going to start that off again, starting in May, but we're going to kick it off with a review of the board. And then I talked to Jenny, and she's going to do a voiceover kind of recording of that. We can post that for the staff to watch as well, so some education for our staff about what it is that the board does. And so look for that coming up in May. Any other questions about the report?
Let me just add on to that, branches come to the board. So I had asked Chris if we could start bringing departments back in front of the board, because it's nice to see those departments in person and have them give updates in person and get to, you know, share their accomplishments and share what they're doing with the board, because I think we're here once a month. We don't necessarily see all that in person, and it's a good platform and a good reminder of everything that's going on with the library. So it's not just the branches coming, it's also the departments too, mm-hmm. which is why we wanted to kick it off with the Board of Trustee overview. And I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm excited to see it. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. We've got everybody signing up for that. I do have an update for the building committee issue about Union Township. The building committee is meeting tomorrow on Tuesday, April 17th at 2 o'clock. And I do have some updates, and they just kind of roll in. It seems like every day or every other day we have something new. Dawn has talked with Matt Taylor. We have to have approval from the township to light the road. So we have to ask for the establishment of a streetlight district. And that's a simple email. We'll share that tomorrow at the committee meeting. But they're telling us that we'll need to send an email requesting us to allow the placement of lights. There's two poles that Duke is going to be putting in that we can add lights to. We would be responsible for the cost of the lights, and it's two lights, it's about $1,000 a light, they're estimating. And then we would be responsible for the electricity, which is $7 to $8 a light per month, so less than $20 a month. I know, I don't understand it either.
Having been a trustee, I do understand that.
You understand that it's unfathomable.
Yes.
Are we paying for the lights now?
Yes, we are paying for the lights now. It is on our property now. And we double check to make sure that they are operating and that they are on the same timer as our parking lot lights in the where the parking lot is. I had him double check that. Dawn thinks that if we were to move, I had him cost out or ask for an estimate to move the light over to the east side of Information Place, the branch side of Information Place. He thinks to pour a concrete footer and move that pole and run electric, that it would be probably around $12,000. So we don't have that estimate yet, but clearly working with Duke and paying for that $1,000 light would be a more cost-effective way. This is where we would go back to ODOT and ask for additional funds to cover that cost. So we also received today, and I gave the notice to Mary Jo, is the appropriation letter saying that if we can't come to agreement, then we basically go to court over it. So, or they hold those funds for us, et cetera, which Ms. Villius explained last month.
Any indication? Any indication that the township would not elect to allow those lights or have that rated as a, whatever you said, light street?
Light district.
Light district. This is.
No, it sounded like it was pretty easy that we just submit an email to them. And is that a zoning issue? Is it then, for those of you who are more?
It's just a street lighting district. I don't believe it's zoning. It's okay. A lot of subdivisions do street lighting districts in order to have street lights on their subdivision. It's usually done by the developer as it's going in, but they establish a street lighting district.
And where they were before did not require that.
That was my question. If we already have street lights, why do we have to re-initiate a street lighting district?
We can ask that question.
That's the question to ask, because it's not like we're adding something new, right? We're just trying to accommodate something that's been moved or will be moved. Mr. Cardinal, you had a question.
Last month.
Can I finish writing that down? I don't want to forget it.
So inasmuch as the poles were already there when we acquired this property, what our expense has been is the monthly lighting for the two of them?
I don't remember offhand how many they're removing. I don't remember offhand.
Could you?
Yeah, it's all in the prospectus of everything that they sent us. So we can review all that tomorrow at the building committee meeting.
I won't be there, but I'd like to have a synopsis or a quick notes regarding it.
The building committee meeting?
What I'm asking for is what is going to be our overall cost of this? If it's going to be $1,000 per pole, and then it's going to be $7 per light, if I understood you correctly.
Per month.
So then, okay, so that's going to be $84. Per light, okay, and then we're also going to pay for the electricity, which is somewhere less than $10 a month.
No, well.
Isn't that the $78?
That's the $78. That's the $84 a year is the electricity.
I'm sorry, say it again.
$84 a year is the electricity. That's the $78 per month per pole.
It's $1,000 for the light. To add to
okay, so there's not three
poles.
Separate things. It is just the two. I understood you to say there was going to be a cost for the light and the pole, and then for the electricity per month. So you're just saying it's $84 per year for the electrical bill, okay, for a pole, and $1,000 for each one of the poles.
For the lights. We are adding to an existing pole that Duke will be setting as part of the electricity that they'll be running for the improvement. So they're putting in new poles, and they will put a light onto that pole.
Okay. So do so they have to have a street district?
I'm not sure why we need to pay for the pole if it's...
We're not paying for the pole.
We're just paying for the lights to be put on the pole.
Oh, so $1,000 each is for the light itself?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm sure this is going to be part of the building committee's report back to the board at the next meeting. Very thorough outline of everything that you've talked about.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all that I wanted to have, just a clip note as opposed to a prospectus and what I'm going to call an epistle.
You can do an executive summary with your proposal.
Well, we take building committee notes, so yeah.
Mr. Cardinal.
Yeah, just clarify. Last month we were $42,000 for this light. Now we're $1,000 plus $84 a month. Is that?
So we're still getting back $41,800-something. I think it's mentioned in the letter that Mary Jo has. That's for the cost of the sign, for the land, for the there's a temporary easement. There's some in there, but most of that dollar amount comes from the actual sign that is on the property. So now, with those lights coming down, if we want new lamps, that will be an additional $2,000 plus the $84 at roughly a year. So
we're not out $42,000.
No, they are still giving us the 41, but I think we need to go back to ODOT and say we want
the additional 2,000 for the pole, for the lights.
Right, because
there's going to be some some costs we haven't taken into account.
Okay.
And if there's a cost to get the quote unquote application or street district verification or
all of that should be rolled in.
And what is our accountability in all of that? That's what I'd like to know.
If there are already lights, can't they be moved to the poles and not get a charge for the lights themselves?
They're a fixture that is with I don't think that the fixtures are compatible, because this is going to be an electric pole that they're going to add a light to. I don't think that they're compatible. We can ask, but I don't think that they're compatible. They're the same type of lights that are in our parking lot, so.
My bet is, since they come on and off with the circuit of the parking lots, that it's part of that circuit. It's not a separate, you're paying the electric for the parking lot, and you're paying the electric for those two, because it's all the same circuit. That's my bet.
I think you're right. But they're going to be replacing those light poles, moving them and putting electric, and I think that's how they're going to get the electric under the street, is under 32, is through somehow these poles, and then I believe what he says, they're going to take it underneath the street. Is that what you remember?
Underground utilities?
Yeah, that was my understanding.
So they're only going to be having two poles in that, section.
We look forward to more information.
Like I said in my report, there was not a lot of solid information available, and it just kind of seems fuzzy.
I'm just pleased Don was able to connect with the township, because that was sounding like that had been a challenge as well. So.
Let's see what else I have. I will be out of town on Wednesday, April 19th through the 22nd. My nephew is competing in this National Robotics Championship in Houston, Texas. So I'm going to go check that out, and then I'm going to go visit my mom in North Carolina in May 5th through the 9th. So just wanted to let you know about that.
And what is your nephew's team's name, in case anyone wants to watch that?
Oh, I can't remember. Something complicated.
Of course.
It's really neat to watch these competitions. It's like there's opposing teams, but there's three teams per side. So they work together to accomplish their goals, and it's kind of cool.
That's exciting.
I'm pretty sure Channel 9 has had exposés of it on their newscasts to show the competition. I think I have seen it, because
probably.
You said Kentucky.
My sister is from Tennessee, so the last competition was in Knoxville. But the competition that they're going to is in Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay.
So it's a big 35,000 people event. It's a big deal.
Sounds like it's they won regional and move on to the...
Yeah, they came second place in regional, so they did good. So anyway, thanks for letting me share about that. I think the strategic plan goal report is explanatory, and you have the statistics, the circulation and door counts, and unless there's any other questions.
Yeah, just a question. Talk about House Bill 1 and House Bill 33.
Yeah.
You know, you're showing like three different things. If the proposed state budget is set the PLF at 1.7%, that would lock it in at 1.7. And go on to say House Bill 1's proposal to cut the state income tax and set the income tax to a flat of 2.75% is added to the budget. The PLF will be reduced by $25 to $34 million. And then if House Bill 1's local property tax proposal are included in the state budget, our local tax revenue would be affected. It would be real interesting to get out the calculator and just kind of forecast what that would possibly look like. You know, because what's our... You know, of the $25 to $34 million, you know, what percentages are, you know, would be ours, and so do we. What are we looking at? So it's kind of interesting to just take that. And
I have some updates too. When I was at the fiscal officers conference, about they had an economist there, and they were doing some kind of projections and discussions. So right now the PLF in permanent law is at 1.66, but for this last biennium budget, it's been at 1.7. So in this current proposed budget, they want to set the PLF at 1.7 as in permanent law. So that would benefit us. What they were saying in terms of House Bill 1, it has state income tax implications and local property tax implications. And where he's thinking they're going to go with this is that the state income tax, if you've been following it, and of course this is more of the fiscal officer's bailiwick, but it's been compressing over the years. If you've seen that income tax levels have gone down and they're compressing to look more like a flat tax. So the 2.75% might not be where it ends up with the budget, but it's looking to him, this economist that was presenting at the conference, that we're moving towards a flat tax in the state of Ohio. What he's then, I guess, to offset the loss from the state income tax, they were going to take away the 10% rollbacks on local property tax and the homestead. What's it called? The homestead.
Yes, the homestead exemption.
Exemption, thank you. And what they were going to do to offset the losses locally was to then reduce property values. So what he is thinking is going to happen is this.
That'll never happen.
It's devastating to local government, schools, anybody who has a local levy.
Local subdivision.
And because what that also means with that rollback is every resident who owns property is going to see a 10% increase in their taxes.
Yes.
And the homestead exemption's going away. So they were going to reduce property values to offset that, which begs the question of, you know, one.
Why do it to begin with?
Yes. So they think.
You see the school levies now.
Yeah. Well, you know, how are we all going to survive when we exist on both the PLF and local property tax? But what he's thinking is the local property tax piece is going to go away. It's not going to make it through the House Bill 33, which is the budget, and that we'll see probably that concentration on the flat tax, but that it might not be at 2.75. This is my takeaway on that. But probably the local taxes they were going to, that was not going to make it into House Bill 33.
Could we possibly have our state representative, and we have two, okay, that could come and do a presentation to show us where they're at and how this would affect with a PowerPoint or whatever and handouts so that we could fully understand what the impact is to the school, to the libraries, and to the county as a whole, how it will affect us overall?
I would love to. Legislative day at the end of the month, so I will call the legislators and ask them to attend a meeting. They do think that the House is going to pass the budget before the end of the month, like April. I don't know if that's possible.
They'll do it by June 30th.
Yeah, because then it goes to the Senate, right? So I will send an invitation to all our local, and then of course Senator Johnson as well.
The budget will be done by June 30th at midnight,
right?
So that we have start the fiscal year
right.
on July 1. So you're right. However, it's going, and then it's going to the Senate. So we need to act. We need to act rather
quickly,
rapidly, just to get an idea.
Yeah, I think that it's possible that by the next board meeting they will have already voted on it.
I wonder if the OLC...
The House.
I knew who you
meant. Yeah, okay.
I wonder if the OLC is already working on some kind of presentation or something.
Oh, absolutely.
That we could also...
I included that in my board report are the links to the OLC webpage on the funding. They have been doing testimony as well, giving testimony about the issue. But you can get caught up on all of that by going to the OLC website. And that is linked in the director's report. You can watch the testimony as well. But I will be happy to invite our local representatives to present.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were working with representatives to go out to the different libraries as well, since we've had some board dinners with representatives in the past through the OLC. So.
Any other questions?
Well, we have a park bench right outside dedicated to a former library. In fact, both of them serve on this library board of trustees, so it would be excellent for them to come and bring us up to date. Senator Johnson might be a different story, but both Adam Byrd and Jim Smith should definitely respond to us.
I will extend the invitation. That's a great idea.
Right. Just say, as fellow board members, we'd like to have your perspective now that you're wearing a different hat.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Great.
That's good.
All right. Any other questions for our director? Okay. Next item on the agenda is our committee report for the Personnel Committee. I just wanted to give a brief update. Our search for the open fiscal officer position continues. We have been interviewing some very good candidates, and we're going to continue through that interviewing process. Right now, we have completed first round interviews. Selected candidates will be, and that was via Zoom. The next round, second round of interviews for the selected candidates will be in person here with the Personnel Committee, HR Director, and Director. And then for the final round of interviews, that will be in person in front of the board at a future board meeting. So we've got some good-looking candidates, and we're moving forward on that.
Chen, will those be an executive session?
That's correct.
How many do you have for the first round?
I prefer
the second.
I prefer not to answer because I don't want to have candidates get a sense of where they are in the process since we haven't notified yet of second round.
Sure. Jenny, I'm sorry. Can we go back to the director's report, the donation?
I'd like the
board to make a motion on. We had a staff member donate two American Girl dolls that are not currently in our collection, and various girl doll clothing and accessories as get used for programs. So we need a motion to accept those.
So move, Humphrey.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Who's second?
Second.
Ms. Kosika seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, your motion passes.
Thank you.
Sorry, I skipped that. All right, any questions on the Personnel Committee report? Okay, next item on the agenda is new business. Resolution 2023-11, acceptance of gifts to the library. Donations is listed. I need a motion to approve. All right, Ms. Kosika makes the motion. Second?
Second.
Is that Mr. Cardinal seconds? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Second item there under new business is Resolution 2023-12, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. Need a roll call vote, please.
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Way makes the motion. Mr. Humphrey seconds. Roll call vote, please.
Ms. Dock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Way?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, motion passes.
I have a question.
Yes.
When we dispose of those items, how do we dispose of them?
I believe that's in various ways, right?
Yeah, so materials get put in used book fairs, they get donated to other nonprofit agencies. For example, we have the partnership with East Fork State Park and their little free library, their book kiosk. I've recently been contacted on Friday about another one going in Stone Lick. So that's how we handle material withdrawal. Computers, we try and find a home for. We recycle. When I say try and find a home for, it's to other nonprofits or local agencies. And that equipment usually gets disposed of because it's usually not in good shape. We had a really big auction with when we moved over to this building, all leftover, dated, worn furniture that we did not bring with us, we put in auction. I think that we broke even between the cost, the time, everything that with that, so.
Those big rolling bookcases. I want some of those for my house. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions or items we want to bring forth tonight? Okay. Do I have a motion to, reminder, next meeting is May 15th. So Sorry, guys, I'm not at the right height for my microphone here. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion.
Second.
Mr. Cardinal seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, meeting is adjourned at 6:30 p.m.